bread. He bakes bread. So how does the meloche of baking, how does it manifest itself, the meloche of baking? Let's say, when first you mix the dough, and then when the dough is all mixed and kneaded, so it's ready to be put in the oven, you put the dough in the oven. So whether the dough is a small piece of dough, a mash, or the dough is a big piece of dough, so it's one act. It's one act. In other words, the dough you usually put in a tray, in a pan, and then the pan with the dough in it, whether it's a small dough or a big dough, so you put it in the oven. And that's the melocha vafil. Let's say, suppose the dough that is in the pan is less than a gregres, so then ya potter. And if it is a gregres, so ya chayeh. So when it's a gregres, are there two mices or one mice? One mice, and suppose the dough has 1,000 gregres or 10,000 gregres, as long as it's one big dough. So it's a single act of afir. So the shiur is a shiur. So the shio of kigregres is a shio how much, not how many acts of in the meloche we have to do. We have to do. Mashein can hear when one is case of shteis, yes. So when he writes one os, it's one act. When he writes two acs, there are two xeres. When one is teifeya or is ereik, one, when one is teifeya, one stitch. So that's one act. That's one act. And he makes two stitches, so it's two acts. If he's erik one chut, so it's one act of harige. If he's erik two chutim, so there are two acts of harige. So it's a different kind of a shio. Now, Dafayin Dalet, so we'll see that Rashi Shiti, Dafayin Dalet Om Dalet, you probably went over the Gemara. So Gemara says, V'chimut alef is poches mechishio, let's say poches mechregres, nei v'chiyo pratos leke isira miike, the kind of lochot ishio also not here. So Rashi applies the halocha, the concept that's very strange, but that's Rashi Shiti. The halocha of chot ishio also not here, that is deduced from kol chile, Rashi applies it to Shabbos. Of course, most Rashiim are chilek. The Rambam is chilek. Tzmashma, the Teisves is chilek. So they hold that it's only midrabon. Ha'if echotzik regres is only midrabon. But Rashi shit is that ha'if echotzik regres is also midrais. Is also midrais. So Rashi requires an explanation what relevance has this aloche of chotishio that is deduced from Kol Chelev to Shabbos. But that's Rashi Shita. Now, so it does not necessarily mean that just because, according to Rashi, if somebody is Losh, or is Eifer, a Chotzik Regres, so is Eifer and Nisan Raise, that Rashi would apply the same thing to a case of Eisechar, or Eisechot, or Teife, or Tfirachas. No, it could be that Rashi would be made it, that when one writes only one os, so then, there is no Issa Derais. There is no Issa Derais. We could say that. It could be, I'm not saying, maybe Rashi would apply the Aloch of Chotzishio, Ligabi the Chotzishio of one or two, but maybe not. And we could argue the other way. We could argue the other way. Let's say, we could conceive a Shite. Let's say if there had been a Rish who says that when one writes one os, so he's either the Isa of Chotishio, so it wouldn't necessarily mean that he must agree with Rashi Shite that when one is Eve, Chotik Regres is also Eve Chotishio. I don't know of such a Rish. I only know that Rashi Shite is that vis-a-vis Eve, Chotik Regres, so there's an Isa of Chotishio. So that it does not necessarily, he cannot necessarily deduce from this, draw the conclusion that according to Rashi, if one writes one os, he's also even a chotishio. But maybe yes. And if there had been a Rishi who says explicitly that when one writes one os, he's even a chotishio, so he couldn't draw the conclusion that he agrees with Rashi Shita and Afayin Dalet that when one is Eife, chotik regres is even a chotishio. Because it's two separate, different kinds of shiur. The shiur of two ACS or two chutim or two tfires is a shiur in the number. The shiur of chotik regress, so it's the same act. Whether it's a chotik regress, or a whole regress, or a thousand regress, as long as it's one single dough, and you put it in the oven. So that's the melacha of avir. So it's a different shiur. So it's a different shiur. Alright. Yes?
Would someone be able to, would someone say of Shabbos, maybe without the two osios, these two things, maybe since it's not in the Skyim or it's not like Ksiva, it's not intelligible without two osios, it's not a Maisik Siva. The Mishnah asked him a question that it's not a Maisik Siva without two osios. No, I mean, it's a different kind of a shiur. The shiur of Kregres is a shiur in how much. You have to be a fit. And the shiur of Shteis is a shiur.
How many are in Tfire, on Tefe, is a Shia, how many acts you have to do, how many Aesias we have to write. So it's a different kind of a Shia. But it could be that according to Rashi, the Chotik Shia also not here, just as it applies to the Shia of Chotik Regress, it applies to the Shia too. Right. Now, so when Teisves says, Tzorach Liforish, Teisves is only saying that it requires an explanation. Why in the shiur of how many milochas he has to do, so he mentions. And in the shiur, how much, he doesn't mention. Tesis doesn't say what the reason is. Hakeshav amati. Tzorich hiyu. Imichayev bimati yoshaloy amunaslik shirilei. Umidloiton alei kiditone mechik amunaslik dei. Eli dagdik. Dochenam eloi kotone. Sei se amunaslik. So Tesis says a sofik, and then Tesis mentions that there is a machlekes between Rashi and Rach. Now, in regard to certain meloches, so there is an element of almenas. Kireya is chayev if it's almenas litve. So seiseya is chayev if it's almenas livnes. Meirek is chayev if it's almenas lichte. How about matia? So in all these meloches where there is an element, a prerequisite of almenas, so one melacha is just the reverse of another melacha. Now here, matir is the reverse of keisha. So maybe here too, matir requires that it should be almenas likshe or not, since the Mishnah doesn't spell out that matir has to be almenas likshe. That's the topic. Tzorich hi mechayi v'matir sholi almas likshe rolai. Ulitonu lekitonu mirech komas tichtei in itagnik, doch anam lektonu seis almas libnis. Ufeg marad, nikin amrinam behedi libinan seis almas libnis. Ufima shepirish rashi bigmore. Di misramalei trei kitre. Di misramalei tei kitre. Ba'adode, b'shnei chutim zei itzol zei. Shor echad umani achad, mashma di mechayi v'lo yamunas likshe. So di gemore es tzikashe, how did matir exist in the Mishnah? How did matir exist in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, "Kshira b'mishnah echad." Omar Rav Eshechin Keshrim. He said this all. How Keshar Maslahatir? Elo Marabaye. Or so that. This deals with Keshar. So then the Gemara says, "Omar Rav Etratz to Keshar. Matir ma'ikel meimar. How did matir Keshar shokayom exist in the Mishnah? V'chitei medim Yisra malitreichut ekitre ba'adode." So Rashi explains that it means if he had two knots, so in the Mishkan, the Eisim Roche in the Mishkan, they found two knots in the Yerie, so they sometimes they found it necessary to untie one and leave the other knot intact. Because the second knot was unnecessary. So if they found two knots, so they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. Hashto if Nimelach was of a dominating cave, if Nimelach Malcham Lochim, Hakodesh Baruch Eisigin, Alamarobe, Isim Ravloi Shechin Tzolich Halos in Keshe Matir. Alright. But how does Rashi explain the Misramele Trei Chute Kitre Ba'adode? Kladode, Shor Echad Vikot Echad. In other words, that if there were two knots, so sometimes they untied one and left the other knot in place. The Rach explains it differently. The Rach explains, let's say suppose he had a chut, and then it was nifsak in the middle. So it was nifsak here, and it was nifsak here. So he made the kesher here,
and they made the kasher here. Then they decided to take it off. So they untied it. They untied this kasher, and they untied this kasher, and the middle piece of the chut they threw away, and then the two ends they brought together and they tied it. This is how the Rach explained. Now, Teisa says, ופי מה שפירש רש"י בגמרא דמשרה מדקית רבנו דבשליחותים זה אצל זה. שור אחד ולי אחת. In other words, that they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. Mashem lechayiv beloyam laslitshe. Because it was only necessary for them to have one knot. And they saw two knots, so they untied one. So the untying of the one was not for the purpose of being kosher again. So that's the way it exists in the Mishkan. Naturally, if it exists in the Mishkan, shaloyam nas likshaya, so maybe one is chayiv, matir, even shaloyam nas likshaya. Biloshin kita lo mashma ki vroshi like rashis pshat. Avo rach pireish, vichay mashon biru shalme, ki she nifzak chut bishnei mikemis. Vinikshah, matirin beizak shorin, umashlichin lechutze emtsoi, vichayzri vikeshchim shtei oroshin ze bazeh, vein biya lekesher echot, ufize mashma deboye matir om nas likshaya. So the way it was, it exists in the Mishkan, so when you tie it, it was for the purpose of taking both ends and making a kesher. So it was a matir al menas likshir. So since in the Mishkan it existed in the form of matir al menas likshir, so that's the tzuras hamloch. In other words, that it has to be matir al menas likshir. It has to be matter maslish. Now, so Rabbi Kveger is medayik, in the Chidushim is medayik from this, and especially he discusses that in connection with the Tesis and the next Tomet, which are late in Mursunsi. Alright. So he's medayik from this. So what is Tesis saying? Tesis is saying that on this, first of all, Tesis says a shayla. Whether the aloche of matir is only shayach, the chiyuv of matir, it's only matir maslik sheir, or matir kesher shokayome is chayev even shaloy maslik sheir. Why did it occur to Jesus' mind that maybe matir is only chayev maslik sheir? Meichat Teisa, the Mishnah doesn't say it, the Gemara doesn't mention it, meichat Teisa. The answer is, because we could draw an analogy, Mr. Asvore, between matir, let's say, and meichik. So just as meichik, which is the opposite of kesher, so he's only chayef mirgalach licht. Just as kereya, which is the opposite of teifa, he's only chayef kereya maslitre. Just as seiseya, which is the opposite of bein, he's only chayef al maslitneis. So maybe matir, which is the opposite of keisher, is only chayef al maslitshe, or not. So then teisa finally comes to the conclusion that it's tolu in the machlekes, Rashi and Rach, according to Rashi. So when the Gemara in Hava, I mean, even though in the Maskone of the Gemara says Tzorech Haloze, but in the Hava, I mean, the Gemara mentioned an example of matir in the Mish. So according to Rashi's pshat, it was Shaloy Am Naslik Sheya. So Mele even Shaloy Am Naslik Sheya Yisrael. According to Rashi's pshat, so in that Hava, I mean, of the Gemara, the matir in the Mish was Amnaslikshaya, so Mela live the Emes. It is Amnaslikshaya. So Rabbi Kveger points out one thing. So we see from this thesis, after all, the whole basis for the possibility of such a aloche, that Matia is only Chayev, Amnaslikshaya, because of an analogy with Kere, with Seis, and so on. So we see from this thesis that the reason that the reason is why Kereya Shaloyam Naslitveya is Poter is not because if Shaloyam Naslitveya is Mikalko, so there is a aloche of Mikalko in Pturim. Because if the whole reason as to why Kereya Shaloyam Naslitveya is Poter is based upon Mikalkeil, now Mati or Shaloyam Naslitveya is certainly not a Mikalkeil. It's certainly not a Mikalkeil. Now, Tesis mentions Machlikes Rashi and Rach. But in either case, and Teisa says, according to the Rach's pshat, that in the Mishkan, so it was a maslik sheir, so matir shaloy a maslik sheir is potter. But
even though he's not mekalkel. Because Monefshech, if the matter shalom aslipshel is mekalkel, so then it goes without saying that it's potter. So there is a general principle that kolam kalkelim torim. So what's the purpose of discussing it? So obviously when Tesis discusses this question as to whether matter shalom aslipshel is chayv poter, and then it comes to the conclusion it's totally machlekes between Rashi and Rach, so Tesis has reference to a case where mekalkel is not. So then Tesis says, is he still poter? Matter shalom aslikshel, even though he's not a mikalkel, because of his special aloche that it has to be matter aslikshel, just as there is a special aloche it has to be kirei aslikveya, or there is no special aloche. No special aloche. So it's a raya that the chol apoches in regard to Kireya Shaloya Maslitveya, he is poter not because of Mikalkeya. Even if he will not be a Mikalkeya, Kireya Shaloya Maslitveya would be poter, because if Teisa Shita had been that the only reason as to why Kireya Shaloya Maslitveya is poter is because he is a Mikalkeya, and in a case where someone is a Kireya Shaloya Maslitveya and he is not a Mikalkeya, he is Chayev, so then of course Matir Shaloya Maslitveya, where he is not a Mikalkeya, should be Chayev. So it's a raya from this taste, this is Rabbi Kveya says, the Chidushi. So it's a raya from this taste, the taste is that Tereya Shaloya Maslitveya is poter even when he's not Mikal. So the male taste says to Kai, I saw him raise this shaila, how about Matir Shaloya Maslitveya, where he's not Mikal? Is a chayv or poter? And then Teisa says it's totally machlekes Rashi and Teisa. But Bakriyam Nas Shaloyam Nas Litvei is certainly poter, even if he's not a mikalkel. So the kasha that Rabbi Kveya and Chidushim asks is from the Gemara in Oireik. From the Gemara in Oireik. So the Gemara says if somebody is kirei avgod on Shabbos because he wants to discipline in Shabbos the members of his family. So then, if he's kireya just b'chamosi, just like that, he loses his temper and he tears a baguette, so then he's a mikalt. Because kolak kireya b'godim b'chamosi, kilo yivida b'lizor. So he's a mikalt. But if he does it, lim yomei mea in shribeis, so then he's not a mikalt, kilo he's chaye. So he's chaye. But he's not on a sleep fair. He's not on a sleep fair. He's not going to sew it up again. It will remain tall, lay on void. Certainly that's not his intention to sew it up again after he disciplines his children. So still he's chayev. So we see that there is no requirement, special requirement of amnas litva per se. The reason is why we say kireya amnas litva, the reason is why the Mishnah says kireya amnas litva, because normally if it's shaloy amnas litva, it's a mikal. But in a chaname, if the situation is such that it's shaloy amnas litveya, but it's not mikalkel, it's chayev. So mimele, so how can there be any question in regard to keshe, to matir, shaloy amnas litveya? That's the kash, from Kiryas and Chidush. Now, but I would like to go over another kash from Kiryas, but then we have to go another piece of Gemara, and then we'll go over the tesis of Tzorach Leitzim, and after that, we will go over the other tesis, Mishum Zeraya. All right, now let's proceed with the Gemara. Omer Rav Kam, where we left off before. Zeyle Avitzorich Leitzim, Chayev Shtai, Achas Mishum Keitzer, V'Achas Mishum Neteya. If somebody plucks out twigs, and he needs the twigs for some purpose, so then he's Chayev Tuchatoyes. First of all, by plucking out the twigs, so he promoted growth, so he's chayev, mishumiteya, and also since he needs the twigs, he needs the eitzim, so he's chayev mishumkeitz. He's chayev mishumkeitz. Alright. Omer Ageis, Haiman Bikotlas Pas, Chayev Shtai, Achas mishumkeitzeya, Achas mishum keitzeya, v'achas mishum neteya. So, if somebody cuts hay, so he's also chayev tuchatoyes.
achas mishim keitzer, achas mishim teyah. Because by cutting the hay, so you promote a better growth of grass. Omar Abai, Haiman the konif silke, one who cuts beets, chayv stein, achas mishim keitzer, shvi achas mishim zereya. Now let's see the Rashi. V'tzorich lehitzi, le'asoke, v'shim tzorich lehem havet tilode de keitzer, v'tzorich nama likzer, v'tzorich nama likzer, v'kot laspaste, shachas, v'keitzrine isegimu pomin v'chidesh, v'chizah v'tzmeich, v'konif silke, achay techtradin, beats, v'nam chubea, v'chizrin uvdeh. Now, I would like to go over first the thesis of Zimah v'tzorich lehitzi, because there is a shaychas between the thesis of Zimah v'tzorich lehitzi, and the next thesis of tzorich lehitzi. Zimah v'tzorich lehitzi, chayiv shtayim. V'hod yom ha-b'fil zebire. Su chazi la'u gavre da'avik l'kosa. So. Chazi there. Chazi la'u gavre. Zu chazil ahu gavre, da ve kosar bikam. He was pruning in a vineyard. A certain person, so in other words, Reb Chiya bar Zanuke, Reb Shimon ben Yitzodok, they were, and Rish Lakish, so they were walking together on the road. So they noticed certain things, they noticed certain laxities in Shmiras HaMitzvos by certain Jews. So Zu chazil, so they saw a certain person, a certain Jew, he was pruning in a vineyard. In other words, not that the fact that he was a Kayan is important. I mean, Kayan or no Kayan. In other words, such a miyuches, and he was not Zoya B'mitzvah. He's not Zoya B'mitzvah, it was in Shemitah. So he was pruning in Shemitah. It's in the law. Kayim vizomir. Omalei, yochleim ala akil beisad badanitzot. So one of them said, he can say, maybe he's doing it because he needs the twigs. I mean, he was pruning, he was plucking out twigs from the vineyard. He needs that, maybe he was melamed chusana. He says, maybe he needs the twigs in order to make a bale for the wine press. Out of these twigs, He wants to make a bale for his wine press. So Mele, if he plucks the twigs with the purpose of making a bale out of the twigs, so he's not even the Isar of Meloche. The Isar of Meloche Bishis. That's what he says. So Kesa says, Sikashe, here we say Zimah v'tzorich lehitzi m'chayiv shtayim. V'hod omal v'fereg debira. Su chazel aru gavu davik v'kosach. Omolein keim v'zomir, omolei, yocholein omel akum v'sabad ha-mitzorich. So in other words, it was not either an Isar of Meloche B'shivis. So the question is, what kind of a limud zchus is it? Assuming that it was like that, that Kayan was plucking twigs in order to make a bale for the wine press, to keep the pulp of the grapes in that bale. So it still was a bale. So, avagav d'ocho machayid, mishim iteya. But here we see that even when he's Eimeya, because he needs the twigs, he's still even the Yisr of Niteya. And he's not a Shvi's, he's not allowed to be Niteya. Because it promotes better growth. So what kind of a limud zchus was it for this Kayan? Hoso Mayre, v'chai gavne, she'ino yilo misakim, v'kachelo miskalt. When do we say that when one is Eimeya, when he plucks out twigs, even though he does it because he needs the eating, so he's still chayiv mishum niteya, if as a result of the plucking out of the particular twigs, so the growth will be promoted. But if the growth, a better growth, will not be promoted as a result of the plucking out of the twigs, then he's not chayiv mishum niteya. So there he said, so he meant, la'akob isabad alitzorich, maybe he does it, la'akob isabad, and no better growth is affected by plucking out the twigs. So there is no chiyuv of neteya. So this teretz is a very understandable teretz. But Tesis in Sanhedrin, I asked you to go over that, and the Mashal and Mashal. So, as the same kashe, And Tesis gives a very strange term. Le'akil be'sabad anitzolch. Vikoshe. Di mikol mokei. Ma bikach. Mikol mokei mhave mashbiach hakeret. Di hoche amrinom perik ha'ogot. Hazei me'a vitzorich le'itzim. Chayev shtayim mishim keitzer mishim neteya. Hoche name v'chayev mishim avidas neteya. So what kind of a mitzchus was it? V'yesh le'ima. Now, there was the original girsay. The original girsay was v'yesh le'ima. The Ovid lay base a Indian, the Vadai Koshalay, the Lekel Haivi Mishum Keitze. Kidam, that was the original Gyose. The Ovid lay base a Indian, the Vadai Koshalay, the Lekel Haivi Mishum Keitze. Kidam Rinon Gabi Shabbos, the Shane Gabi Shabbos, the Mlechas Machabes of Sotero, from the Sab de Machafte, Aval Gabi Shvi, Saint Lesser, Rakeha de Mashbia Hakarke, Aval Hoche Kashalay. It's not good for the Karke. The Haikav Nishon, Kidis Perkamirafasun. So the original Gilse was the Ovid Lei Beisein, the Vade Kosholei, the Lekel Echaivim Shim Keitza. The Lekel Echaivim Shim Keitza. Kidamun Gab Shabbos. Then there was another Gilse. Was changed into another Gilse. And V'yesh Leima, the Ovid Lei Beisein, the Vade Kosholei, the Lekel Echaivim Shim Neteya, the way it appears here. That's the new Gilse. That's the new Gilse. And the Mashal accepts the new Gilse. The new Gilse. So how does the Mashal explain Teisves? How does the Mashal explain Teisves? Terex. The Ovid Lei Beis Inyan, the Vadai Koshele. So Mimele, the Lekel Echaivei Mishum Niteya. So why does he say Kidamrinon Gabi Shabbos, the Shani Gabi Shabbos, why does Teisves have to say all that? Let Teisves say what he says here in Shabbos. Now, when can he be chayev mishum niteya if as a result of plucking out the twigs, so better growth is promoted? But in that particular case, no better growth was promoted. So maybe there was no niteya. Why does he have to talk about melechas machshavos? Who? It's all unnecessary. So the mashal says he's gerei is the vade kosher lekel chayev mishum niteya. So he says, but even though it's kosher, it's on one hand. It is kosher because the twigs, as long as they were on the ground, so they fulfill a certain function. But at the same time, there is a certain advantage in plucking out the twigs too. So there is a little bit of benefit. So Mimele, Gabi Shabbos, even if it's kosher, is chayav. Because in spite of the fact that it's kosher, but there is a certain benefit also important. It's both. Sometimes when you pluck out certain twigs, so on one hand it's a detriment, and on the other hand you become divested of the twig, and on the other hand there is a certain benefit accruing to the owner of that plantation. So Mele Gabi Shabbos, where there is aloha from Lechas Machshavos or Sotoro. So the motive is important. I'm trying to explain the Mashal's longest. So the kavone of the person is important. So Mele, even though objectively the detriment might more than outweigh the benefit, but he wants it. So since he is interested in plucking out the twigs, in spite of the whole detriment, because of the little benefit that will accrue to him. So in other words, so subjectively, it is important for him. And by Shabbos, Melechet Machshavos HaSotor, so the subjective attitude of the Eisei Melocha is important. Masha'inkin Gabi Shviz, so there is no Aloha of Melechet Machshavos, so the subjective attitude of the person, the fact that he prefers the little, apparently insignificant benefit over and above the detriment, so is of no significance. So Mele, since objectively speaking the detriment is more outweighs the benefit, so Mele is spot of Ashes. This is how the Mashal explains it. Pirish. We saw the Mashal, the Pirish. Avogav, the Koshale. Avogav di koshale, she is kalkel yeser, mikol mokim, miatimea. It's both. On one hand, it's miskalkel, there is a substantial detriment, and but miatisimea. We have a kriteya. עבור גבי שבי סור שישביח העיקר ויסקים בזה יצא. So of course the Marsho doesn't like this kind of pshat. It's a deichet. So the Marsho says as follows. Le'atel misabad ochanam lechayiv. So the Marshal adapted the new girse. The David lebeise inyan divade kosholei. The lekel lechayiv mishum niteya. Now, bitfusim chadoshim yigiyu bebeizam keimeis. Niteya bimokim keitze. In other words, not only isn't the Tfusim Chadoshim mentioned Niteya in the Kashe for Chenam Lechai V'Shaver is Niteya, but even the Teret it's also mentioned Niteya V'yeshlim Adovid Le'Beisingin the Vali Kosholi like Lechai V'Mishim Niteya Tfusim Chadoshim Higiyo Be'Beisam Kenis Niteya Mokim Kitzak V'Agoyes Mashal Ayin Shom Avol Koshe Dimimach Dimi Yechiyach Isom Lechalik Nishanik Avishabes Dilechas Machsheves Dilechas Machsheves Dosagim Lavoche Doche Ayin Adovid Le'Beisingin the Vali Kosholi. Why does Teisus have to mention such a big chiddush? Teisus could say the ways he appears to be saying here on Shabbos, that we are dealing with the case there in Sanhedrin, we are dealing with the case where it's completely a detriment. That's all, there is no benefit according. It's not tzimeach me'at yeser. No tzmiche me'at yeser. Just detriment. So that then it will be much more simple. Why does Teisus have to apply it to such a case? ומרשל שקוצה בזל נשאב אסנם אף הקפקו שלה איננו על דברי נביאוס ודבורים תחוקים מצד עצמם ונצריכים כאם דהי כאלויוק מבפשיטוס שאף ידובת לביסי עניין דמסוקים בכך מייזים הביקפנים גם קושה לטויס כזה שנוף בספורים ישנים בייס פורמים קיצר במוקם איתם גם יש לדעת בדבריהם מהו צחוך הוריון פרק הספינו תהי חדיקו של אישור ודבד היא חדיקו של אילם של איתם. All right, then he says ועל כוחו הנראה לקיים כל נסחויס הישנס בתייסה שלפנינו בתרוצון. דלקה לחי ומשם קצה. So he says no. We should be גרס in the Teret. In the Kashe we should be גרס the way the Mashal is גרס. אוכל נאמה לחי ומשם אבידס נטייה. But in the Teret we should be גרס the way it appears in the Svorim Vishon. ויש לימה דעובד לי בייסי עניין דיוודי כושר לי דלקה לחי ומשם קצה. כי דאמרינו גם בשבת. So he says, דאי רוח דאובי ועל כל כך נראה לקיים כל נסחוי זה הישוני שבתייסו של לפנינו בתרוצו דלק לחיים עם שקייציה וליל ביקושיו סמבדי נופל טויס בתייסו קייצה מוק ניטיה וכן צורך לימה משמעביד אס ניטיה ויש לימה ולפי שרוע תהיה למטה בתרוצו דלק לחיים עם שקייציה חושב להגיע גם כן ליל משמעביד אס קייציה ושיהיו דבריהם דמיקורי קשו לי בפשיטוס כיוון משביח הכרם הוכנה מנחי ומשמעביד אס ניטיה ותרצו ויש להם הדאירה הוכה דובד לי בייסיין ניקוש עליה מה שאין כי בשבוס דאירה בדובד לי בייסיין דמיסוקם בכך וכמישה כוסף התייסי פרק על גודל ושוב הוסיפו הוכה לאימא ולקה לחי ונאמה משום קיצר כדם גן גבי שבס דיבדה למקרה בעצם קיצר אבל נשענה גבי שבס אבל גם למקרה בעצם קיצר חייב משום קיצר ונחת מחשבס עושה תאירו ויסב דמחשבתי בצורך להם כמו שכוס והתייסי שום מריש מריקוטן דיה במקרה בעצם קיצר אף אגב נצורך לעצם הוא יחייב רבי יהודה וזה שכוס אבל גבי שביס אין לעשר אנשים קצירה אין לחי ואיגלם מחשבת איתה למילסה אלו בקצירה ובעצם למקרה קצירה להיך אתם משביח הקרקע יש לעשר משם לתאה. So in other words, so the Marsho explained the thesis very well. The Marshal's pshat is involves a very big deichat. He says as follows, that Teisve says that there in the case of that Kayan was pruning twigs in a vineyard, so it did not conduce a better growth. So it's the same Teretz as Teisus gives here on Shabbos. But Teisus was bothered by two kashes. What kind of a limud zchus was it against this Kayan? After all, the Kayan apparently was a two melochas in Shviz. Because in Shviz, Neteya is also in Shviz, and Keitzer is also in Shviz. Keitzer is also one of the melochas that is Asur Bishviz. So in respect to the East, to the Meloche of Niteya that is also in Shviz, so you understand. So in other words,
He did not do it in order to promote growth. On the contrary, the growth was not promoted as a result of the plucking out of the twigs. So there was no melocha of niteya in Shvitz. But he still was Navalian. He did it in order to make a bale out of the twigs. So it's a keitzer v'tzorach le'etzim. Keitzer v'tzorach le'etzim is a melocha in Shabbos, and Teisves assumed that similarly it is a melocha in Shvitz. So that cane was still in a valley. So what kind of a limud zchus was it? So Teisves says as follows. Teisves says two things. In respect to Niteya, so there was no Niteya, because no growth was promoted by, as a result of the plucking of the twigs. In respect to Keitzer, he did it for the purpose of using the twigs to make a bale for the wine press out of the twigs. But as far as Shvi'is is concerned, so there is no Iser of Tzira. True, Keitzer is also in Shvi'is. So what kind of Keitzer is also in Shvi'is? Keitzer Tue, Keitzer Peiris. Because Tue is immediately Kotzer. That's the purpose. What's the function of Tue? Why do people sow Tue? Why? In order to have a yield of Tue. And then, once they have a yield of Tue, what do they do? They are Peiris on the Tue. So Peiris, whether it's Tue or Peiris or Ilon, any kind of Peiris, are immediately Kotzer. So Memele it's Derach Ktzira Bikach. So Memele there is a Nisea Meloche of Ktzira in Shvi'is, if somebody is in Shvi'is, is Ketzer Tue. If somebody in Shvi'is is, let's say, rips an ovim in the regular way. So then, he's Eiver and he's a Meloche. Masha'in came if somebody in Shvi'is is Ketzer Eitzim. Eitzim, Stam Eitzim, are not Eineid with Tzire. The usual function of Eitzim is not that it should be Nikta. Sometimes certain people, they chop down a tree, or they pluck out twigs in order to use the twigs for a certain purpose, for fuel, or to make a bale, whatever the reason is. But usually, Eitzim are not immediately cut. So Mimele, when a person is Keitzer Eitzim, it's not a Ktzira Bikach, so it's not even a Meloche, even though he needs it, and for an important purpose, subjectively, he needs it for a very important purpose. It's still not derach ktzira bikach. So that was the limud zchus against this kayin. Because this kayin, it plucked out twigs, and he was not even the iser of niteya for the simple reason that he did this plucking out of the twigs did not promote any growth. And he was not even an iser melocha of keitzer, because the iser melocha of keitzer and shvi'is applies only to tweir, to peiris. That it's derach ktzira bikach, they are immediately kotzer. That's the whole purpose of sowing and planting peres, tvue and peres, in order to get a produce, to get a yield of tvue, of peres, and to be catered to them, to be used lachile. But the purpose of planting trees is not to be catered to the trees. Most of the trees are not chopped down, are not plucked out. So Mimele, even if a person is catering, but since usually Eitzim are not immediately Kotzeya, so it's not Derach Ktzira, and it doesn't involve an Itzer of Keitzer and Shvi'is. So you ask, why don't he apply the same Lomdes Kav Shabbos too? So why does Gemara say, HaKeitzer Vitzorich Le'Eitzim is Chayuv Shtayim, Mishim Keitzer also, but it's not Derach Ktzira in Eitzim? The answer is, by Shabbos there is Alocha from Lechas Machsheves Vestetero. So the Alocha from Lechas Machsheves Vestetero has an aspect of Chumren, there's an aspect of Kula. There are kama v'kama aloches that we learn out from Melechas Machsheves. But there are many aloches of Melechas Machsheves which are expressive of the Kula. Let's say, Mikalful is potter. Why? Because it's not Melechas Machsheves. Misasik is potter because it's not Melechas Machsheves. But Melechas Machsheves is expressive of a certain stringency in Shabbos. In other words, vis-a-vis, let's say, Shmite. Shvi'is, so if a certain Melechas is not Derech Tzira Bikach, so even though subjectively it's very important for him, but it's not objectively, it's not Derech Tzira Bikach, objectively. So even though subjectively the Tzira Seitzim happens to be very important, so it's not a Meloch of Tzira. Mashenkin by Shabbos, even though it's not
Eitzima mata imidli kotzea. They're not imidli kotzea. Not imidli kotzea. Objectively, it's not a chzirei. But if, subjectively, in the specific case, he's very much interested in being catered to the Eitzim, so then it is a melach. So that's a chumre of melachas machshavos. This is how the Marshal explained it. The Ovid loy b'inyan, the vadei kotzelei, so memele, there is no chiyuv of neteya b'shviz. But then you ask, let there be a chiyuv of keitzer b'shviz. The lek lechayvi mishum keitzer. And we shouldn't, he adapts the old yoseh. The lek lechayvi mishum keitzer. So, kidam rinu gavi shaves. We cannot apply, we cannot be mechayev ki mishum keitzer. The way we do it, gavi shaves. Why gavi shaves we do it? The shani gavi shaves. The mlechaz machshaves also teir, over misav de machshavtei. Avol gavi shviz, in leeser, rak yechad mashbiach hakarkei. So Mimele, that is, it refers back to Niteya. So in other words, as far as Niteya, so there is no chiyuv of Niteya in Shviz in that case, because it was not Mashviach. And as far as Keitzer, so it's not a chzira b'kach, because Eitzim anatim idli kotzer, and even though he did it lachil b'sabat, so it still does not become a meloch of chzira. But Gabi Shabbos, so the subjective attitude is important, because Mireches, Machshev is also okay. All right, now we can proceed the next stages. Vitzorich leit. Nire, tafilu rabbi yude, vimechaye, mirocha shenitzricha ligufo, vinon tzorich leit, dole mikre beitzim keitzeir, elo bin yezeh, mide dahave akireya am naslitveya, umeichei kam naslitveya. So, what does Teitzer say? Teitzer says that even according to rabbi yude, who says that mirocha shenitzricha ligufo ischaye, but here the Gemara spells out vitzorich leit. But suppose he's not tzorchleitzim, he's potter. In other words, what does it mean tzorchleitzim? Only when he's a chayev mishum keitzer, if he plucks out the twigs deliberately for the purpose of using the twigs, tzorchleitzim. Otherwise, he's potter. Even according to Rabbi Shimon. So then you ask, Vishleim according to Rabbi Shimon, you understand? As to why the Gemara spells out tzorchleitzim. Only if he does it deliberately for the eitzim. Because if he doesn't do it deliberately for the 18, so it's a melacha shenitzricha ligufo. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, melacha shenitzricha ligufo is poter. So why does the Gemara spell out vitzorich leitzim? So he says here there is a special aloche. In the melacha of keitzer, there is a special aloche that if it's a mitzorich leitzim, there is no chiyuv of keitzer. The remikre beitzim keitzer, elo bin yaseh, mide dehave akireya al naslit. Just as kireya. So if it's shaloy al naslit veya. So it's potter. So how do we see, this is what Rabbi Kvedia is mitayik. Here in Dagoyes and Chidushim. So how do we see from this Teisves that Teisves is reiterating what Teisves implied in the Teisves of Akesha Vamatya. In other words, that Kerei Amas Litveya is not based just on the deen of Mikautil, because if Kerei Amas Litveya, so it's just an act of Kirko. No, even if it's not Kirko, but it, when is Kireya Chayev? Only when it's a Maslit. If it's not a Maslit, it's not Chayev. U'mechik al Maslit. So there is a special aloche, it's much of the thesis, that Mechike per se is not a Maloche. But Mechik al Maslit. U'chidoma Rabbi Yechanu Likamo. So this, what is true of Kireya, that Kireya is only Chayev if it's a Maslit, but if it's not a Maslit, even though he's not in the Kalkul, he's potter, so by Keitzer, the Mitzorich Leitzim, even though he's not in the Kalkul, he's still potter. Because this is a necessary and essential ingredient in the Tzuras Amloche of Keitzer, that it should be Tzorich Leitzim. So he says, Uchidoma Rabbi Yechanan, and then he mentions Araye, that Uchidoma Rabbi Yechanan Likamon, Bifiri Kovies, Echot Kvoshim, Echot Shlokis. Kvoshim means when you soak it, let's say pickles. So you take a cucumber and you soak it, let's say in vinegar and something, so that, and that absorbs the vinegar, whatever it is. So that's kvoshim. Shlokis means you take, let's say, pears or peaches and you cook and you boil them in water. So and that absorbs, and the pears absorb the water. So echot kvoshim v'echot shlokis, whether somebody, let's say if somebody took a pickle, and he squeezed out all the juice from the pickle. Or he took a pear, shlokis, that was boiled in water,
and then he squeezed out that the Jews, that liquid, shows a socht only good for mut. If he did it because he wanted to eat, just he wanted. gufon muta. If he did it because he wanted to eat a pickle that has no juice in it, so then it's even muta. Limimeyan chayiv chatos. But if he squeezed out the juice from the kvoshi or from the shlokis because he wanted to drink the mayim, the juice of it, the juice of the pickle or the juice of the fruit, so the juice of the fruit, so then he's chayiv v'chatos. Why is he chayiv v'chatos? Because of mifarek, of dosh. In other words, he's seichet mashke from an eichel. Let's say when you take grapes and you squeeze out the juice of the grapes, so that's meloche d'raisa. So here too, he takes the pickle, the kvoshin, or the shlokis, the food that was cooked in water, and he squeezes out the juice, the liquid, so mele yiseichet, he's mafrit, the liquid, the mashke from the eichel. Mashme eichel, so it's chayev. But only if he does it deliberately for that purpose of drinking the juice. But if he does the same act, but not for the purpose of using the juice, but for the purpose of eating the pulp of the pickle, the pulp of the pickle, in other words, to get rid of the juice, even though he is mishaving to take out the juice from the pickle, so it's in muta. There is one mandoma who says it's osa, and one mandoma says there it's in muta, but it should involve the chiyuv chatos anyway. So that's a dinyan. So we see that in regard to seichet, the subjective, the kavone is important. In other words, if the objective is to use the juice, then it does constitute a melocha of mifarek of dosh. But if the kavone is to get rid of the juice, then it does not constitute a melocha of dosh. So the same thing, similarly, we can apply the same kind of concept regarding Keitzer. When is Keitzer a meloche? If the subjective element is it consists of tzorich leitzi, if the kavone is to use the eitzim, but if the kavone is not to use the eitzim, then even according to Rabbi Yude, who says meloche tzorukov is chayv here is potter, because the kavone, the tzorich leitzim, is an essential ingredient of the meloche. Now let's see Rabbi Yehuda's kash. Mir da hada kreya maslika. Mi vua di svirlei da afeicha din mi kalkil di tzorek lai ze dobo mi koma kim pota. Va afilu Rabbi Yehuda di svirlei she'en li al maslika. Le mikra melocha chshuva. Vechein yirem diva hakesef mishne. Perik yud aloha yud. Milche Shabbos. Vikoshali misugya del kamon. So what does the kesef mishne say? The Gemara Makkah says, "Afisia bisatzavo." If you have, let's say, a garment, and somebody made an opening in the garment so that he could put it, you know, on his neck, so he's chayav v'chatos. So Kün mir geschabes Allah gut. Har akireya. Kilo it was steht vieres am nas litz steht vieres hai. Aber kireya war sie der potem schon mikalke. Akireya ba khamos sei war mesh yo hai mit kireya lof hai. Ich ja sie bestait bi lose. Wir nur ach jetzt rein und khamos sei sie khachs bi lose. Har yo kim sakin hai. Ba bi sie bi satzav bi shabes hai. Kosavarit vor befer kam mit dem terkes mischne. Kosavarit vor kam mit dem markes bi shrashe bi sie bi satzav mamesh sho se pesach chodosh li choluk bi shabes. Ich hai khatas mischne tikin kli. In other words, suppose there was no opening in the jacket, and he made an opening. So he's chay v'chatos. Peirish neido in the chay v'shin kireya, the kireya, shaloi al minas. So Rashi says, why is the chay on the score of makim v'patish? Mamaloch, technically. So why does Rashi say, mention makim v'patish? Why doesn't Rashi say on the score of kireya? So he explains that Peirish, the neido in the chay v'shin kireya, the kireya shaloi al maslitviru, the chay v'shin technically. David Mameloche, we told that the Makripati. Alright, so in other words, so we see that's what he mentions.
Rabbi Kveger, this is what Rabbi Kveger mentioned. So we see from this case of Mishneh that the reason as to why Kerei HaShoreh must lead to his potter is not because of Mikalkel. Over there he's certainly not Mikalkel, if he had been Mikalkel, so he wouldn't be Chayev. He does it, it's a Gmar Kele, he's Chayev Mishum Gmar Kele, so he's certainly not Mikalkel. So, and still he's potter on the score of Kerei. So we see that there is a special aloche, that it's an essential ingredient in the Meloche of Kerei. If it's not on Maslitveya, so is potter. So that's mashma, teisa shite. The teisa is also old like that. Vikoshali misugyad l'kama on daf kuf dalet, on the base. So what does Gemara say there? It's not kuf dalet, kuf gimel. Kufei Omid Beis, the Gemara says, Kerei Abachamose. Kufei Omid Beis, the Gemara says, Kerei Abachamose, so he's potter. But if he's Kerei Alimio Meim Ayin Shele Beise, so he's not a Mikalkeil, so he's Chayev, but he's not a Masritve. There's a Kasha. That's one Kasha. Then a second Kasha. Gam Mimashi Kotzva Teises, the Afimul Rebuti, that who says, Lohat Yitzchil Kufei is Chayev, but here, if he's not Tzorich Leitzin, he's potter. The mashma pshita di nichalek. So the kosher. So it's mashma that Tesis is saying, implying, needless to mention, that according to Reb Shimon, that Melocha Shem Yitzricho Legufo, is poter. So in the case of Keitzel, the initzorich leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, so he's certainly poter according to Reb Shimon. It goes without saying. But even according to Reb Yudin, who says Melocha Shem Yitzricho is chayev, but in this case, if he's keitzer and doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, he'll still be potter. But according to Reb Shimon, it's more of a pshites that if he's not tzorich leitzim, so he's potter. What does it mean? So if he's not tzorich leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, so the afilu Rabbi Mashma pshite de nichale according to Reb Shimon. Koshali, or pshite. So the Gemara says that if someone is still a shulchim, so if it's biara delay, so he's chayev. If it's biara de chavre, he's potter. Now, why biara delay? So why biara de chavre is potter? Because it's melocha shnitzriyol legufo. Because he doesn't care. But biara delay, so Tesis points out there. So why is it chayev? Because it's melocha shnitzriyol legufo. Because when he's still a shulchim, so that benefits the sode. So in other words, he's nene. But he doesn't do it for the purpose of benefiting the Sadeh. He does it because he needs the Ulshi. So we see that he, as long as one is nene for the Melochim, so then it's considered Melochim Atzricha Legufo, even though he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose. But here, Teise says that Afilu L'Rabbi Yehuda, that says Melochim Atzricha Legufo, Melochim Atzricha Legufo, he is chayev, but in the case of Keitzer, and in its own leitzim, he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, so then he's potter, even according to Reb Yude, and according to Reb Shimon, certainly potter, because it's melocha shnitzriyol legufo. But in this case, there is a special aloche, that if he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, so he's potter. Even though he's nene from the eitzim, as long as he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim. But the question is, why is it so needless to be mentioned that according to Reb Shimon, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, so he's potter because the melocha shnitzriyol legufo. We see from the Gemara of Tehillat Ulshin, so b'ar delay because he's nene from the Ulshin. He's nene. So then he's chayev, even though he doesn't do it deliberately to improve the karki. As long as Bimtzies, the Karke is benefited. So he's Nene, so it's considered Melocha Tzricha Legufo. From this day, it's Mashma, that what's the Pshat in Melocha Tzricha Legufo, the pshat melacha tzrich legufo is when he does it deliberately for that purpose. But suppose he's nene from the melacha, but he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, so then it's not the melacha tzrich legufo. But from the Gemara, there, of bi'ara delay, so bi'ara delaf chavre, so he's not nene. But bi'ara delay, so he's nene. So even though he doesn't do it deliberately, he's not mechavim to it, So still it's considered milocho atzricho ligufo. The Oruch explains it on the basis of secretion nichale. So that means even though he was not mischav into it. So it's chayev. And he's chayev even according to Rav Shimon, who says milocho atzricho ligufo is potter. Because as long as he's nene from it, even though he's not mischav into it, so it's considered milocho atzricho ligufo. But here the Gemara says v'tzorich le'itzim. In other words, only if he does it deliberately, because he wants to use the eitzim. But suppose he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants to use the eitzim. Even though he certainly benefits from the eitzim, he has the eitzim in his possession. So as long as he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of using the eitzim, so then it's in milocho atzricho ligufo. But from that Gemara, Dafkov Gimu B'Tila Sheishim, Bi'are Delay, where we see that even if he doesn't do it deliberately, as long as he's nene from it, so he's considered Melocha Tzrelukum. So Rav Dveger has two kashes. One kashe of Rav Dveger is that here Teisves is implying that Kireyam Naslitver is a special aloch. And if Shalom Maslitver is potter, even though he's not a mikal. Because if Teisa Shit had been the doll, the reason as to why Shalom Maslitver is potter is because he's a mikalkel, so it would be no raye to cater it or late him, it's no raye to have no bearing upon Kvoshim Mishlokis. There it's a special aloha because it's not the Adisha Mikach. So we see that Teisa here implies that there is a special aloha of Kereya Shaloya Maslitra is potter, even if he's not mitalim. But the Gemara says, Daf Kufei, that Kereya Limir Mehi, Kereya Beget Limir Mehi Me'ayin Shel Beiset, to discipline the members of his family is Chayet. If it's Becham Moseh, so he's Mikalkir. But if it's for the purpose of disciplining the members of his family, he's not a Mikalkir, but it's not a Maslitveya. So we see, there is no special aloha Kereya Maslitveya. The Mishnah says Kireyam Maslitveya because usually if he's Shaloyam Maslitveya, he's a Mikalkel. But if he's not a Mikalkel, he's Chayef even though it's not Maslitveya. But Teisves here implies that a Maslitveya is an essential ingredient of the Tzuras Amloch. That's one kashe. The second kashe is Teisves implies that according to Rav Shimon, Meloch Hatzrich Oligufo means that he does it deliberately for that purpose. But from the Gemara of Tilishu Ulchin, it appears that even as long as he is nene from it, even though he doesn't do it deliberately, it's already considered Meloch Hatzrich Oligufo. There's the second question. Now, with what we saw in the Marshos Pshat, in the Tesis in Sanhedrin, and I think we can answer first the second kashe of Rabbi Kveger, and also the first kashe of Rabbi Kveger. In order to be considered Meloch HaTzricho Ligufo, it is not necessary that a person should be Ketzer something in order to use the thing that is Ketzer. Suppose he doesn't do it deliberately for that purpose, in order to use. But as long as he is nene from the Ktzire, so memele it's considered Meloch HaTzricho Ligufo. And Teisves does not say here, Teisves does not mean that there is a special aloche in every form of Ketzer that he has to be Tzorich to the object that is Ketzer. Let's say if somebody is Ketzer Tvue, suppose he's not Tzorich Litvue. Somebody is Ketzer Tvue and he's not Tzorich Litvue. Sometimes a person might decide to harvest the wheat, not because he wants to use the wheat. He doesn't want to use the wheat. But he feels that it's necessary for the better growth of the field, of the Tvue, that he should harvest the crop right now. Not because he's interested in obtaining the crop right now. He's not Tzorich Litvue.
So it also be chayev, even according to Rav Shimon, who says melocha shenitzricha legufo, is potter. And here he skates here the tvue, because he wants, let's say sometimes one will be ketzer the tvue, because he's afraid that some insects might attack him. If he leaves the tvue, he would prefer that the tvue should grow for another month in the field. But he's afraid, he anticipates an attack by insects, so because of that, he's ketzer the tvue. So it will be chayav mishum ketzer. Even though he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants the tvue, but he does it anyway, and he's nenef on the tvue. He's nenef on the tvue. Even though he didn't do it because he's sorry for the tvue. So it will still be chayav because it's a melacha atzricha leguf. So even according to Rabbi Shimon, it will be chayav. Needless to be mentioned that according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's chayav. He's according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's chayav. But Teisves here the Gemara says, Keitzah v'tzorach leitzim. So Keitzah v'tzorach leitzim implies only if he does it deliberately because he wants to use the eitzim. He wants to use the eitzim. But if he doesn't do it deliberately because he wants to use the eitzim, then he's poter. So why is he poter? So Teisa says, of course, according to Rav Shimon, so by eitzim, he's certainly poter. If he doesn't do it deliberately for the purpose of using the eitzim. But even according to Rav Yehuda, who says, but here by eitzim, there is a special aloche that if he's not tzorich leitzim, if he is not keitzer leitzim, deliberately for the purpose of using the eitzim that twigs, then it's not a melachas ksire. Why not? Because by eitzim, just as Teisa says in Sanhedrin, that by shvis, there is an iser of keitzer, midraise, but it doesn't apply to eitzim, because eitzim anate imit stam eitzim anate imit leikotzer. And so by Shviz, Teisve says in Sanhedrin, the halacha is that even if he does it deliberately, subjectively, the ktsira of the eitzim takes place exclusively for the purpose of using the eitzim, as in that case, in order to make a bail for the wine press. But since stam eitzim are not immediately kotzer, eitzim are not planted for the purpose of being mixer, and the eitzim are not immediately kotzer, so mimele ktsiras eitzim is not a ktsire. It does not come within the melacha of ktsire. But so even if he does it for deliberately for a very important purpose because he needs the eitzim, so by shvis he's potter. By Shabbos he's chayev. Why is he chayev by Shabbos? Because there is aloche mileches machsheves asoteo. So the machshove is important. Machshove is important. So when can it become derech tzirei on account of the subjective attitude? If he does it deliberately because for the eitzim. But if he doesn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, even though he'll be nerev on the eitzim. So mimele, the subjective element is lacking. So how can it become a melech of tzirei? Just as by shvis, tziras eitzim is never a melech. Why? Because it's not immediately considered. It's not the tzirei bitach. So even if he does it deliberately for the eitzim, it's still no melech. By Shabbos, if he does it deliberately for the 18, it is a melacha. Why? Because melachas machsheves, because of the subjective attitude. But so when do we have the subjective attitude, subjective element? If he does it deliberately for the 18, but if he doesn't do it deliberately for the 18, he doesn't intend to use the 18. So then, let's say he does it in order to promote the growth. He's not interested in the 18, even though he's nene, because he has the 18 anyway. Whenever he wants to use it, he can use it. But as long as he didn't do it deliberately for the eitzim, so mainly the subjective element, the melechas machsheves, is lacking. So it is like ktsiras eitzim by shvis. Ktsiras eitzim by shvis is not the melacha of ktsire, because it's not derech ktsire b'kach. By Shabbos, it should not be derech ktsire either. But if he does it deliberately for the eitzim, because of the halacha of melechas machsheves, it becomes a melacha of ktsire. But only if he does it deliberately for an 18. But if he does it for the purpose, you know, of promoting a better growth, not for the purpose of having the 18, even though he's nene from the 18 anyway, so then he will not be chayiv mishim ketzer by Shabbos. He will not be chayiv mishim ketzer. He will be chayiv mishim iteya if he does it for the purpose of promoting growth. But he will not be chayiv mishim ketzer because the subjective element is lacking. The subjective element is lacking. So this is what Teisa says. In other words, Teisa does not mean that every ketzer. So the tzorich la'adovo,
is an essential ingredient. Only by Ktziras Eitzim, the Tzorich Leitzim is an essential ingredient. Because Eitzim are not immediately Kotzeya. It's not the Rechtzira Bikar. Now let's see in the basis. Nire, da fiu le Rabbi Yudin. Di mechayiv melocha shini tzricha le gufo. Di inon Tzorich Leitzim. Di le mikra be Eitzim keitzer el binyan ze. Now what's the second kasha for Rabbi Kireger? Second kasha for Rabbi Kireger is, Teisa says, Nire, da fiu le Rabbi Yudin. So that means loy mi boy le Rabbi Shimen. So of course, that if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately because he needs the Eitzim right now. So he's spot out because it's melocha shini tzricha le gufo. So Rabbi Kireger asks, even according to Rabbi Shimon, he should be chayev, even though he's not Tzorich Leitzim right now, but he's nene from the Eitzim anyway. He has it, he'll be able to use it any time he wants to use it. So even though right now he's not Tzorich Leitzim, he should be chayev even according to Rabbi Shimon. And so why does they say, Nira da fila Rabbi Yudin, chayev mocha shenit zchich legufo, binon Tzorich Leitzim. But boy mi boy according to Rabbi Shimon that binon Tzorich Leitzim. But if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, if he doesn't do it deliberately for the Eitzim, so he's not Chayiv, because Mocha Shini Chol Gufo. But the Gemara says, Be'ar the day, if someone is still a Shulshin, Be'ar the day, even though he doesn't do it for the purpose of using the Ulshim right now, so, but since it's already late, and he's Nene, so Mimele is considered Mocha Shini Chol Gufo. So here too, why dafke by Tzorich Leitzim is it considered Mocha Shini Chol Gufo? Even main Tzorich Leitzim, as long as he's nene from it. So, it should be considered Mocha Shini Chol Gufo. The answer is, in Kol HaTirei Kule, and in Ad HaKtziras, not Ktziras Eitzim, where it is the Ktzire, so even according to Rav Shimon, it would be chayev as long as he's nene from the Ktzire. Even though, he doesn't do it deliberately for the Dovor that he's Ketzer. So b'chayev. Let's say if somebody will harvest wheat early in June because he's afraid, otherwise he would have waited till July for the harvesting of wheat. But he's afraid of some damage by insects or whatever damage. So he's not Tzorich Leitzim. He will not be. So we still b'chayev mishum ketzia if he does it to Tuer, because it's melachat zchichah legufo too, because he's still nene. Mashein kein. By Keitzer Eitzim, so it's not the Chzira Bikach, because Eitzim are not immediately Kotzeya. And by Shviz, even if he does it deliberately, because it's Tzorich Leitzim, he's Potter. But by Shabbos, if he does it deliberately, it's because of Lechz Machsheves, he's Chayev. But only if he does it deliberately. But if he doesn't do it deliberately, he's Potter. So Loi Mi Boi, according to Rav Shimon, he would be Potter, if he's not Tzorich Leitzim. But even according to Rav Yehuda, he would be Potter, because it wouldn't be the Chzira if he's not Tzorich Leitzim. Because it's in the Chzira Bikach. This day says. Now, then they says, Mide de have a kirei al mnas litve, umelech al mnas litve. So now it's the first kashi. The first kashi is much stronger than the second kashi of the Eda. So since Tesis mentions that as a raye, so it's a raye that according to Tesis, kirei al shaloy al mnas litve is not potter solely, because he's mikalkeil. Even in the case where he's not mikalkeil, he's also potter. So the kashi is from the Gemara Daf Kufei that if someone is kireya, beget, kidei, in order to discipline a member of the Mil Meimein, should be said to discipline the members of his family, where he's not in the calculus high, but it's not on a street fair. Now, Teisves Shite in Shabbos Daf Kufei is that in Shabbos Daf Kufei, the case is all Rabbi Yudah or Rabbi Shimon. So the case of Shite is that when someone is Kirei Al-Meisei and he's Mikayim the Mitzvah of Kriya, on Shabbos, so he's Chayev Echatos, not only according to Rabbi Yudah who says Mlochash and Tzrich Al-Gufo is Chayev, but even according to Rabbi Shimon who says Mlochash and Tzrich Al-Gufo is Poter. So he's also Chayev. Why? So we see that when one is Kirei Al-Meisei, where there is a mitzvah of Kriye, so if Mikayim a mitzvah of Kriye, so then it's considered as a tikkun. Because with that kind of a Kriye in the Beged,
איזה תיקון איזה מקיים אמית. זה תיקון הקורית רב שימן. אם הקורית רב שימן, היא ישחייב. היא סקנסידת עם הלוחו הצריכו. היא סקנסידת עם הלוחו הצריכו לגופו. So ממילא, when Teisa says, these things, now we see that the halacha that by shvi's, from Teisa and Sanhedrin we see that Teitzei are eitzim by shvi's is always potter, even if he's tzorach leitzim. And by Shabbos it is a melacha if tzorach leitzim because of melachas machsheves. So now every Teitzei is a melachas kilo. Not only Kerei Abeged is a kilo, and Keitzer is not a melachas kilo. It's also a melachas kilo. Keitzer, after all, something grows, it has vegetative life, it's simeach, and then when you harvest it, so you destroy the life that inhered in the thing you harvested. So it's also a kilo. There is an act of kilo, but this is the kind of a kilo that is a tikkun, just as Kereya al-Meisei. So it's certainly a kilkun the baget, you tear the baget, but you are mikayim a mitzvah. So there is a great value in that kilkun. That kilkun itself involves a great tikkun. He's mikayim a mitzvah of Kereya al-Meisei. So mimele, he's chayim. So the reason as to why Keitzer Eitzim, if not for Tzorich Leitzim, he's poter, is because it's not derech tzira bikach. So what does it mean it's not derech tzira bikach? Because the act is a destructive act. After all, these kids are eating, takes a tree and he chops it down, he destroys the life of the tree. So it's a destructive act. So mimele, it's not derech tzira bikach. Now, when you are kids are tree, it's also a destructive act. But when you are kids are tree, so it's the same thing with kotzer. So mimele is chayef, so it's considered derech tzira. Masha'in kein, when yaketzer eitzim, and it is a destructive act, and it's not a midli kotzer, so mimele, it's not considered keitzer. It's not considered imlochav keitzer. Why is it considered imlochav keitzer? Because every tzira involves an element of destruction. Even when yaketzer tvuye, it involves an element of destruction. But it's a midli kotzeya, and it's derech tzira bikach, so mainly it's not mikalgel, because he fulfills a very important purpose by destroying the life of the tvuye, the life of the peres. So it's not considered mikalgel. And by tvuye and by peres that are a midli kotzeya, so it's not considered an act of kilko, even if he isn't tzorich to the peres. Because it's aimed nikotze, mashenkin ba'itzim, that stam eitzim anat aimed nikotze. So mimele, it's considered an act of kilkul, and it's not derech tzira bikach, unless he is tzorich leitzim. Then he is not a mikalkel. But there is a general principle of misake, and what's the halacha of kolam kalkulim pturim? So Teisa says that the halacha of mikalkulim pturim also emanates from the aloche of melechas machsheves asoteo. So in other words, in order to be chayev for a meloche, it must be a creative act, not a destructive act. But even though all the meloches involve an element of destruction, whenever you are keitzer peiris, you are keitzer tvue, it involves an element of destruction, but since it's the derech tzira bikach and it's immediately kotzeya, so it's not considered mikalkel in any way. Masha'inkei, if it's keitzer eitzim, and it's not Tzorich Leitzim, and it's not immediately Kotzeya, so it is considered, so we say it's not Derech Tzira Bikach, and it's a destructive act, it's not a creative act, except if it's Tzorich Leitzim. So then, even Tzira Seitzim is considered as a creative act, not a destructive act. But the general, it's all because of the Aloch of Melechas Machsheves, that in order to be hired for Melechas Shabbos, it must be a creative act, not a destructive act. So Teisa says as follows: Nira dafil Rabbi Yehuda Yomichai milocha shemitzchel gufo biinon tzorich leitzim. So then there is no kilko in the melocha. So mimele it's derech tzira bikach. But the leimikre beitzim keitzer.
Beitzin, it's not considered as a misake, as a great effect, as a real tzire. El obinion zeh when he's tzorech leitzin. But by twin peiris, even if he's not tzorech with twin peiris. So it's still considered a great effect. It's not considered as a milachas kyo. Because it's immediately kotzin. Mire de have akirei al nas litve. Mire de have akirei al nas litve. Now Rabbi Kveige points out from Teitzves that Teitzves shita is that there is a special aloha of kirei al nas litve. Special aloha of kirei al nas litve. Not just because of mikalke, even when he's not a mikalke. So he deduces it from Teitzves. But actually from Rashi it's mashma. Rashi in the Mishneh, he says, Amunas litvei apomim shaneke fogu v'niyochel itik v'yofe elim kinkere, kinforish b'gmore avol kerei ashaloi litvei lehavim mishk. Why does Rashi have to say kerei ashaloi litvei lehavim mishk? He's mikalkeil. If shaloi litvei, so he's mikalkeil. Mikalkeil is poter. Why is mikalkeil poter? Mikalkeil is poter, Chotese says, because it's not milachas machsheves. It's not Melechas Machsheves. What does it mean it's not Melechas Machsheves? Because Melechas Machsheves implies it has to be a great event. Melechas Machsheves is mentioned in connection with the Mishnah. But we learn how Shabbos from Mishnah. And what's the little meaning of Melechas Machsheves? Means work of art. That's what Melechas Machsheves means. So in other words, Melechas Machsheves implies that a Melechas Shabbos has to be a creative act, not a destructive act. So why does Rashi mention Avol Kirei Asheloi Litvei Lehavim Mishkin? Because every miloche involves an element of destruction. And suppose you are Kirei Amnas Litvei, doesn't it involve an element of destruction? You are still Kirei, you still destroy. But it's for a very important purpose. It's for the purpose of being Tefer in the place where you talk, of making it better. So in other words, on Mimele, it's not considered as a destructive act. It's not considered as a mikalkel. It's considered as a misaki. But every miloche involves an element of destruction. So, but the question is, that element of destruction, does it give it a character of a destructive act or of a creative act? How do we determine whether a certain act which involves an element of destruction on the whole is to be considered a misakin or mikalkel, whether it on the whole it's to be considered a destructive act or a creative act? In every miloche, even when it's al-nasli, there's an element of destruction. But it's al-nasli sakin, it's for a very important purpose. So on the whole, in spite of the element of destruction that is involved in Kerei Amas Litveya, it's considered on the whole a creative act, a Melechas Machsheves, a Misake, not a Mikalkel. How do we determine whether the purpose that the Eise Meloche has in mind gives the Meloche a character of Misake or not? So, the criterion is a mission. If there is an element of destruction in the act, but it's done for such a good purpose that it conforms to the same purpose that existed in the Mishkan, so then of course it's considered as a creative act, as a misakein, because the Torah characterizes all the melochas in the Mishkan as melechas machsheves, as creative acts, not destructive acts. So Mimele, this is what Rashi says. Einochaname, the Gemara in Chagiga says that the reason as to why Mikalkel is poter is because of Melechas Machsheves. It's not Melechas Machsheves. Melechas Machsheves means Misakin, not Mikalkel, a creative act, not a destructive act. But the question is, why do we say that Kerei Ashalo Yalmas Litveir is poter? Because it's a destructive act. And Kerei Yalmas Litveir is Chayev. It's also a destructive act. You still care. The answer is, see, if you do a certain destructive act for a very important purpose, if the purpose is the kind of purpose that existed in the Mishkan, so then it does not have, it's not considered as a destructive act, as a mikalkel, but it's considered as a creative act, as a misakin. So the criterion is the criterion of the Mishkan. Now, Rabbi Kveige rests from this thesis also. From this thesis it appears that Kereya Amunas Litvei is a special ingredient in the Tzuras Amloche of Kereya,
a part from it all.
We hold a year the Teisre, says Isofi, whether Matthias Shalom Yamaslik Shem is high or not. And then Teisre says that that's only Machlekes of Rashi and Rach.
So obviously, when Rashi says that Kein Sheer even Shalom Yamaslik Matthias, even Shalom Yamaslik Shem is high, so Rashi has referenced to a case where there is no kilko. If it's metalkal, so then it goes without saying that he's potter.
So still the Rach, according to the Rach, so Matthias Shalom Yamaslik Shem is potter, even though it's not in metalkal.
Because So the question is, since in view of the fact that even by Torea, where he's not in Mitalkal, he's Chayef, even though Shalom Yamaslitveya, so certainly by Matia, if he's not, as long as he's not in Mitalkal, even though Shalom Yamaslitveya, he should be Chayef. So how can the Rach say that Shalom Yamaslitveya is Potter?
So the answer is this. Actually, when someone is matter, keshes l'kayome, because what kind of matter is chayev v'chatos? If he's matter, keshes l'kayome, what does the keshes l'kayome mean? Keshes l'kayome means if somebody makes a kesher that he should stay for good. So why does he want that this kesher should stay for good? For a certain purpose. Let's say the sailor makes the kesher shosaponim. So he needs that kesher. So when someone unties the keshes l'kayome, it's also an act of kilko. It's an act of kilko. He unties something that has to stay for good. It has a certain purpose to fulfill in staying permanently. In that kesha, in that not staying permanently. So it's also an act of kilko. There is an element of destruction. But, so why isn't he potter? So why isn't a matia? Shalom yamunaslitshia potter on the score of mikalkeo? On the score of Mikalkil, so we say if he is matir kesher kayome, so obviously he is matir because he needs that heter akesha. He needs it. Let's say according to Rashi. Now according to Rashi, so matir is chayef im shalo yam naslik sheya. So the more in the Havamini assumed that in the Mishkan it was done if sometimes they had two knots and the Isi Amloche and Mishkan. Realized that one knot has to be untied, so they untied one knot and they left the other knot intact. So why did they untie the one knot? Because they had to untie it. So in other words, mainly it was not considered mikalkel. But the question is, so it's still mikalkel amnas lisake. So how do we know whether this amnas, this purpose of tikkun, that the Isa Amloche has in mind, whether it gives a character of Misakein or it's still considered Mitalkeil? So the criterion is Mishkan. Some Emele, according to Rashi's Pshat, that in the Mishkan they sometimes untied knots, even without the purpose, the objective of making another kesher. So that means, and every melacha that was in the Mishkan was a creative act. Because melachas machsheves, that is the yisod for the halacha of misakein, that mikalkel is potter, is mentioned in connection with the Mishkan. So according to Rashi's pshat, that in the Mishkan sometimes they untied the knot without the objective of ritchia. So that means that even without the objective of ritchia, so it that is mentioned in connection with the Mishkan. So according to Rashi's pshat, that in the Mishkan sometimes they untie the knot without the objective of ritchia. So that means that even without the objective of ritchia, so it is considered misakin, it's considered a creative act. So merely Yisrael vivu shaloy amas ritchia. Masha'inkin, according to the Rach, that in the Mishkan, whenever they untied the knot, the keshes l'kayome, it was solely for the purpose of making another knot. So that means that the only objective in the destructive act of undoing the keshes l'kayome, that is it. By itself, it's a destructive act. You undo, let's say, a sapon, a sailor, made a knot. And because of that knot, so the boat is capable of functioning. Then somebody unties that knot. And once it is undone, the knot is undone, so the boat cannot function. The boat, so it's a destructive act. But he does it for a very good purpose, for accomplishing something. So Mimele, it's not considered as a destructive act.
it's considered as a creative act. So according to Rashi, that even the Mishkan, they sometimes, and the Mishkan of the Melachas were creative acts, you know, all Melachas Machsheves. So according to Rashi's Pshat, that in the Mishkan, many times, the Isi HaMelocho, untied the Keshes HaKayomo, not with the objective of making the Keshes of Riksha again. So that means that even if the objective is not to make another Keshes HaKayomo, it still can be a creative act. Because if it took place in the Mishkan that way, then it certainly was a creative act. Because the Torah says that all the Melochas in the Mishkan were Melachas Machsheves. So Memele, now too, on Shabbos, if somebody will untie Keshes HaKayomo for a purpose, if somebody will untie Keshes HaKayomo for a purpose, but the purpose is not to make another Keshes, it's another purpose. So it's also a creative act. He's considered his Melachas Machsheves. But according to the Rach, that in the Mishkan, whenever they untied the knot, it was for the purpose of making another Keshes HaKayomo. So that means, in order that Heter Keshes HaKayomo should be considered a creative act, so it's only if it is done for the purpose of making a better Keshes HaKayomo. But if it is for some purpose other than making a Kesher, so then it does not become a creative act. It does not become a Misakin. He is still a Mikalkil. Now, so whether we consider a certain person a Mikalkil or Misakein has to be determined by the way, by the tikkun, by the Misakein in the Mishkan. If the purpose of that Meloche conforms of the Meloche, if the purpose coincides with the purpose that took place in the Mishkan, so then we say it's a Misakein. But if the purpose is not synonymous with the purpose that existed in the Mishkan, but some other purpose, and the act in itself is a destructive act, let's say Kereya or Keitzer. So Mimele, when you are Keitzer Tvui or Peres, so that it's every time you are Keitzer Tvui, you are Keitzer Peres, or Keitzer Samonim, it doesn't make any difference. It's a destructive act, you destroy life. Could you have more of a destruction than destruction of life? So every time a person is Keitzer Tvui or Peres, so he commits a destructive act. So he should be Mikalkel. But the answer is true, but he does it for a certain purpose. And it's aimed Likotzea. And that was the same purpose that existed in the Mishkan too. So Memele, it's not considered Mikalkel. So it's considered Menachas Machsheves. But Eitzim are not aimed Likotzea. So Memele, whenever someone is Keitzer Eitzim, he's a Mikalkel, he destroys life. And it's not aimed Likotzea. It's not something that all human beings do. Most people don't destroy the life of the Eitzim. They leave it go. But because of Melachas Machsheves, so the subjective attitude is important. So if a certain person does it for a certain purpose, so Mimele, it becomes a creative act. It becomes a creative act. So if the purpose is the kind of a purpose that existed in the Mishnah, but if the purpose does not coincide with the purpose that exists in the Mishkan. Let's say, according to the Rach, that the purpose of untying a Keshes HaKayomo in the Mishkan was to make another Keshes HaKayomo. So if someone today on Shabbos will untie a Keshes HaKayomo for another purpose, not for the same purpose, so that will not negate the destructive character of the act. After all, he's destroying a knot. So this is not the same. We talk later near that you are building Mechayiv Loshim Shlichel Guf. So loy mi boy according to Reb Shimon. That Reb Shimon says that Loshim Shlichel Guf or Loshim Shlichel Guf is poter. So he's poter. So but by tzorich leitzim. So if he's not tzorich leitzim, when leitzim in view of the fact that leitzim are not immediately kotzeir. So if he's not Tzorich Leitzim, so he's certainly Potter. But even according to Rabbi Yud, who says Mohashim Tzorich Leitzim for Yishayev, but in case of Eitzim, in view of the fact that Eitzim are not immediately Kotzer, so it's not Derech Tzira Bikach. It's not Derech Tzira Bikach, so it's a Melech HaSkiroko. So unless